Microsoft reported its Q3 fiscal year 20 earnings last night, and there were definitely a lot of great takeaways, especially if you're an enterprise customer and you're trying to look at how they're performing right now and the current economic conditions that are associated with that. You've obviously seen the penetration and the surgence of Zoom and perhaps how that's impacting Microsoft's focus. But let's just jump into the numbers. They beat estimates on both the top and bottom line. So they actually outperformed expectations that they set pre-corona. These earnings are taking into account up to the end of March. So certainly we're still in the thick of things. Total revenue, $35 billion, up 15%. The interesting thing here is that they added about $5 billion to their number, right? So in other words, last year, Q3 was a little over $30 billion. Commercial cloud business revenue, $13.3 billion, up 39%. Their margins have actually continued to increase as well. Their gross margin is 67% on that, right? So the cloud business is driving 67% margins. That's up 4%. A lot of this has to do with the significant improvement of their Azure gross margin. So let's get into the business segments themselves. There's three of them. Intelligent cloud, $13.3 billion. Up 27%. Azure sales grew by 59%. Now, of course, on its face, 59%, that's significant. And as we talked about, the margins on that continually improve as well. But it is important to note that it's slowed. It was 62% last quarter, but it was 73% a year ago. The next major business unit for Microsoft, especially for an enterprise customer to pay paying attention to, is the productivity and business solutions. $11.7 billion, up 15%. Office 365 commercial revenue grew 25%. If we dig into that a little bit, the commercial seats tied to Office 365, right? The number of users grew 20%. They now have 258 million commercial users. Now, similar to Azure, that growth is impressive, but it's slowed. Q3 last year, the growth for Office 365 commercial seats was 27%. Now, some of the things that are driving growth of their revenue tied to Office 365 in a commercial setting. One, it's obviously, like we talked about, the seats. But the other part that they mentioned was the revenue per user also was going up. It's their aggressive approach to hitting base customers, whether it's Office 365 in this example or across the board, with significant increases. That's part of the way that they're doing that. The other part is tied to upselling. They mentioned themselves they've had some success in upselling, moving customers to E5, which is their most robust solution. In terms of guidance, you know, Amy Hood obviously took over during this and she talked right out of the gate, which makes sense. She talked about COVID and the related impact. The thing that was most interesting was when she was talking about commercial bookings. She said that growth from healthy renewal execution on a larger Q4 expiry base will be impacted. They typically have healthy renewals. It's a larger base. But she is expecting impact given some of the commitments that were made in the prior year as well as the current sales dynamics that are going on. So she put that out there. She actually said, look, revenue growth will continue to be driven by Office 365. She's targeting the importance, as we all knew, of Office 365. And she doubled down on the upsell opportunity as the way they're going to get through this and continue to drive, continue to meet their outlook, continue to meet their guidance. But she did say, look, again, it's going to be offset by continued transactional weakness. In terms of LinkedIn, she did mention she expects significant slowdown. Now, Satya later during the Q&A mentioned the fact that this is the time to use LinkedIn Sales Navigator for your sales force. This is the time to use the combination of Dynamics and LinkedIn Sales Navigator. In Q3, Dynamics 365 grew 47%. There's still going to be momentum, but they do expect it to be offset by the slowdown in new projects, by larger lead times that have to take place during these conditions. Azure revenue, the success of Azure will be driven by consumption-based business. Continued strong growth is expected across the customer base. It makes sense, right? More organizations are moving to the cloud. They're moving applications to the cloud. They're moving workloads to the cloud. So the flywheel that Amy Hood has said numerous times is going to continue to spin. At the end of Amy's opening remarks, she left it with, Microsoft does well when our customers do well. You know, it's important to remind your sales reps, it's important to remind the people that you actually interact with, hold them to the fact that they know that it's important that you do well. Doing well right now for you includes things like concessions, deferred payments, flexibility, relief, functionality unlock by investments by Microsoft to ensure that it happens. These are the things that you need to do well. Now remember, this is an opportunity for Microsoft as well, as I've mentioned. As you continue to potentially get to use products, Amy Hood herself mentioned the fact that, look, right now we're in a stage where there's a lot of trial offers being used. But they know that trial offers, as an investment community, don't worry, those trial offers over time will get converted to monetized business. There's a time here as an enterprise to unlock those opportunities. Get what you need now. Position it appropriately. And ultimately, if their solutions are driving and delivering value, then that's okay. It's okay to be able to get and continue to give use and give them what they want later. But it's a balance. It needs to be a win-win. It's why when Satya, during his opening remarks, he spent so much time on teams. Like, teams right now is obviously a top-of-mind thing. They're at 75 million. They have to get usage up. As Satya himself said, when Teams does well, all of Microsoft 365 does well. The Teams is the hub, the meetings, the collaboration, the integration with Office, the ability to connect with Power Apps. If you're an organization, you have a renewal coming up at the end of June, which a lot of you do, and I'm getting a chance to interact with, it's really important to make sure that the messaging, the approach to Microsoft is spot on. It's filled with details relative to how you've used and how you're going to use. It's filled with candid conversations about what you can do and can't do. It's talking about partnership in the terms of today and tomorrow. Don't let it continue to be transactional. This is the opportunity for yourselves as well as Microsoft to have true win-win situations